Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. Many emotions this afternoon in the courtyard of the Invalides with this national tribute paid to the 13 French soldiers who died in Mali. During his eulogy, Emmanuel Macron said he bows before the sacrifice of these soldiers. The head of state has awarded them the Legion of Honor posthumously and will now meet with the soldiers' families in private. And after this tragedy, the question of whether or not to maintain French troops in Mali arises. Some ask for the withdrawal, but the French are in majority in favor of continuing the Barkhane operation. 6 out of 10 of the French believe so, according to a new IFOP survey. Those most hostile to the idea are the sympathizers of the Rassemblement National and the Insoumis. Sylvie Goulard, the former Minister of the Armies and candidate for the European Commission, will be indicted. She has been charged with embezzlement of public funds. There are no more departments under weather alert for floods. The alerts in the Var, Vaucluse and Bouches-du-Rhône have been lifted by Météo France. The human toll in the southeast now amounts to 6 deaths. The body of a missing woman was found in a river in the Alpes de Haute-Provence near Manosque, and last night 3 rescuers were killed in a helicopter crash. The investigation was entrusted to the Gendarmerie of Air Transport. Will the blockades of oil depots continue in the West? Representatives of construction companies were received this afternoon by the Minister of Economy, Bruno Le Maire. They protest against the end of the tax advantage for non-road diesel. Negotiations have helped make progress, but the tax advantage will not be restored. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.